Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 28th September 2020, and we're discussing the key themes for the FX financial markets this week. So Derek, what are the key themes of the start of the week for the FX financial markets?
Morning, Una. Yes, I think top of the agenda is US politics for sure. I think that's really going to be with us big time now up until the election on the 3rd of November. Tomorrow marks exactly 5 weeks to Election Day and also marks the day of the first live TV debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And, you know, history would indicate that TV debates never really have an integral influence on elections. And it's, of course, down to policy primarily. But, you know, if there is an election year where it could be influential, you would certainly say this could be the election. Trump has really played up the mental capacity of Joe Biden being questioned. He's now talking about Biden having to do a drug test with the implication that he only performs well live on TV when he has some drugs to support him. So it really is going to be a pretty significant moment. And I guess if Biden gets through without any major gaffe that becomes the focus, that will be pretty good for him. And given the fact that he's 8 to 10 percentage points ahead in the polls, to get through tomorrow evening would be a big positive, and it would certainly reinforce the prospects of him winning on the 3rd of November. But from a markets perspective, it does have potential implications. You know, for example, if you look at the implied volatility for the yen between 1 month and 2 months, there's been a huge spike in implied volatility, indicating that the markets are pricing in a period of elevated volatility after the election. No doubt pricing in the risks of an unresolved election and the prospects of a vacuum of power as the election results is contested and potentially Donald Trump argues about the fraudulent postal voting that made up some of Biden's votes. So it's important in that context. And if, say, for example, Trump was to perform well, Biden does badly, that polling then of 8 to 10 percentage point gain for Biden shrinks over the coming week or so after the live TV debate. That's obviously the market's pricing then a greater chance of that worst case scenario election outcome. And that's going to play in, I think, big time into the potential for the core G10 currencies to perform well versus the US dollar. Japanese yen is up today. It's one of the currencies that's outperforming at the start of this week, despite the fact that on Friday we had a strong gain in the S&P 500. So I think it's definitely going to be a bigger influence in FX, and certainly in the immediate aftermath of the TV debate. If Trump does better than expected and the markets start to price in a closer election result on the day. So that's really important. I think in the context of that also, this week is pretty important in terms of the US economy, because we have had some movement in terms of the potential for an additional fiscal stimulus package being agreed. The Democrats are pushing forward this week with a pared back plan, but still very substantial at about $2.4 trillion. Now, Larry Kudlow on Friday said that the US economy can continue to recover without additional fiscal stimulus. And Kevin Brady, who heads up the Tax Writing Committee in the House, described this move from the Democrats as basically a waste of time. So we're still pretty pessimistic on this stimulus package getting to something agreed with the Republicans. And I would say the markets are more braced for that no deal on a new stimulus package. So, but that certainly needs to be watched. If a deal was done, that I think would give the risk appetite a positive lift, because it's certainly not fully priced at this point in time. So politics is really the main focus this week. And of course, we've also had the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the seat on the Supreme Court. And that's raised the whole prospect of Obamacare being removed. Trump has explicitly come out and stated that is his intention. And of course, Amy Coney Barrett gave her opinion on the 2012 5-4 vote in favour of Obamacare as not being the correct reading of the law. So, you know, it all makes for a lot of conflict and tension and partisan politics continuing into the election. But that TV debate could be important in terms of near-term FX direction.
And is there anything else we should look out for as the week unfolds, Derek?
Well, again, in the US, we've got the payrolls report on Friday. That's always a big moment for the data that comes in from the US. Consensus there is for an 850,000 increase. If that was to materialize, that would mean just over 50% of the 22 million jobs lost have been recuperated. So still a fairly substantial amount of unemployed. And I think going into the fourth quarter, the risks are now beginning to shift. We're going to have probably a stellar Q3 print for GDP. My colleague in New York, John Herman, is expecting plus 35% quarter on quarter annualized. But his estimate then for Q4 is a dramatic slowdown to just over 1%. So that's a stark change in the fourth quarter. And certainly without that fiscal stimulus, if that package isn't agreed, we're going to see quite a marked change in the data. But that payrolls report on Friday will certainly be in focus in terms of the outlook for GDP growth in the fourth quarter. And then beyond that, I would just mention Brexit. Yes, of course, the EU-UK trade deal negotiations are kicking off again today. You know, the pound has dropped from 132, 133 when the internal market bill was presented in London. So the markets are, you know, certainly expecting the potential for this to turn badly. Certainly not priced yet for no deal. I think we'd be trading close to 120 on a no deal. I still think a deal will be done. This week will be really important. We've got the EU summit, I think on the 15th of October. And that has been a kind of a self-imposed deadline for reaching a deal. So this week of talks is going to be really, really important. The Europeans have carried on even with this internal market bill. They still want a deal. And I still think that Boris Johnson has lost a fair amount of political capital because of COVID. He's neck and neck now with Keir Starmer in the polls. Yes, he's got this huge majority of 80 in Parliament. But there's now a kind of a rebellion brewing in terms of Tory members wanting more power in terms of implementing COVID rules. So he's definitely in a much weaker position. And I just don't think on top of that, the government would want no deal. So I think this market bill, internal market bill, was part of the bargaining power and the brinkmanship. And ultimately, we should get a deal. So short term, if we got some good news this week, that could give the pound a further lift. But we still think negative rates are coming next year. Tranreiro from the Bank of England, you know, she mentioned encouraging evidence of the impact of negative rates, although Ramsden has just spoken this morning and said that there's no intention to imminently start negative rates. So there's still a lot of division within the MPC, but I think this consultation period in the fourth quarter will ultimately allow for negative rates in 2021. So any kind of short-term bounce on an EU trade deal, it's unlikely to last as we move into 2021.
And what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting, Derek?
Well, last week, all the trades that we had running were two of them hit our take profit levels, and one hit our stop loss level. So we started this the end of last week when we published our weekly with those three trade deals closed, but we've established a new short New Zealand dollar versus the US dollar. We still think that the kind of risk aversion will dominate. We don't expect further substantial declines in US equities. We're already down close to 10% last week, so that's a reasonable healthy adjustment, but I don't think we're going to get a rebound in risk either. And then in terms of the RBNZ in New Zealand, if the less favorable global conditions continue, I think that could potentially result in the markets contemplating the RBNZ bringing forward some of the ideas they've mentioned as ideas for further monetary stimulus. They have announced a funding for lending scheme that will be adopted, but negative rates, the expectations of which have been put further back into the future. And we just think those could be brought forward again if the current kind of less favorable risk sentiment continues. And Kiwi outperformed last week many of its G10 peers. We just don't think that's sustainable. So if the dollar holds up well this week, Kiwi dollar could be one of the currency pairs that we think could underperform. So short Kiwi versus the US dollar is our new trade idea this week.
Right. Thanks for that, Derek. Thanks for your insight, and have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, Una, and you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.